definitely time to talk movies with Mr. Michael Jones. You've got a trio for us today.
Yeah, I've got plenty of films that you could possibly see instead of Pirates of the Caribbean this
Please.
Week.
Please. Yeah, can we just boycott everything that Johnny Depp does?
Some interesting options. Well, I'll start with a film called Wilson. This stars Woody Harrelson, Laura Dern, Judy Greer, Isabella Mara, and Cheryl Hines. It's directed by Craig Johnson, who was responsible for The Skeleton Twins. You might have caught that one.
Yeah.
Wilson is based on the graphic novel of the same name by Daniel Clowes, who also wrote the screenplay for this film. Wilson is the story of an eccentric, neurotic, and all too honest for his own good middle-aged man called Wilson, played by Woody Harrelson, who, upon catching up with his ex-wife, played by Laura Dern, in an extremely awkward encounter, discovers that he is actually a father. Apparently, his ex-wife had a daughter that she had adopted out many, many years before. Yeah, Wilson decides that he wants to connect with her, and things go a bit downhill from there. Look, Wilson just wants to connect with people. He sees himself as an optimist, but he comes across as a bit of a crank and a weirdo and actually a real asshole a lot of the time. So a lot of people don't like him. You may be familiar with the graphic novel Wilson character. I don't know. You're a bit of a graphic novel
guy. I am, but not enough Daniel Clowes outside of Ghost World, unfortunately.
Okay. In the graphic novel, the Wilson character is incredibly lonely and he's filled with a lot of rage. In this film, he just doesn't seem to have quite enough to rage about, and there's probably just not enough rage in Woody Harrelson anyway. There is one unfortunate situation, which is entirely of Wilson's own making, that he could perhaps rage about, but then even then he comes across as just a bit of a misunderstood curmudgeon who everyone ends up liking. Look, I really enjoy the quirkiness and the awkward humour of this film, particularly Woody Harrelson's performance, but it certainly won't please everyone. I heard a few groans and cries of anguish as people, you know, got a bit frustrated with it. Maybe I just relate to the title character a bit too well. Look, Wilson, it's more interesting than talking to a volleyball.
There we go.
Which leads me on to another very interesting film, Norman, The Moderate Rise and Tragic Fall of a New York Fixer. That would be the sort of film title that those guys who put the letters up above cinema entrances would hate. Probably the longest title of the film of the year. This one stars Richard Gere, Michael Sheen, Lior Ashkenazi, Charlotte Gainsbourg, and even Steve Buscemi and Hank Azaria make appearances in it. It's written and directed by Joseph Seder. Richard Gere plays the title character, Norman Oppenheimer. He's a small-time New York operator with delusions of grandeur. He's always on the hustle to make the big deal. He even harasses his own nephew, Philip, played by Michael Sheen, for business opportunities and contacts. And Philip even describes his uncle as being like a drowning man waving at an ocean liner at one point, to which Norman responds, "I'm a very good swimmer." But one day Norman is fortunate enough to encounter a down-on-his-luck Israeli politician and is able to do the guy a favour. And then Norman's luck somehow starts to change. People start taking him a bit seriously as a businessman. The Israeli politician's stocks also start to rise too, so Norman starts to have some influence in New York. But then something bad happens and all of Norman's grand plans and his life starts to unravel again. How will Norman get out of it? Well, you'll have to see the film to find out. Look, Richard Gere is the last person I would have expected to play such a role. I would have thought a guy like Paul Giamatti or some other character actor who does snivelling and insipid really well would have been the right sort of guy to cast for this one. But Richard Gere's terrific.
Good.
I don't know that I really liked him, but he was the good fit for the role. This film had the feel of a Woody Allen film a bit, though it does have a much darker undertone, and it does give you a particularly interesting insight into human nature, particularly greed, business and politics. Like, Norman, I'd say, will fix your need for an intelligent dramedy this week.
All right, I'm in.
Finally, Handsome Devil.
Love it.
Just take a breath. This one stars Fiona O'Shea, Nicholas Galtazini, Andrew Scott and Michael L. Hatton. Well, you can't have an Irish film these days without someone from Game of Thrones in it.
Very true.
This one's written and directed by a guy called John Butler, who I believe featured on the show a few weeks back.
Had a wonderful chat with him during Mardi Gras Film Festival about Handsome Devil.
Handsome Devil. Well, it's an Irish film, like I said. Did you know that gays can marry in Ireland?
I did.
Well, that might be a bit of a hint as to some of the subtext of this film. Ned, played by O'Shea, is very much the outsider at his boarding school. He's into poetry and music rather than rugby. He's not well liked and he's wondering what he could do to get himself expelled when all of a sudden he's forced to share his room with Connor, who's played by Galtazini. He's the new kid at school, but he's an awesome rugby fly half. Apparently he transferred from his old school because he was always fighting. .. It turns out that Connor might even be more of an outsider than Ned. But you'll have to watch the film to find out why. Look, Handsome Devil, I've found to be an enjoyable coming-of-age comedy drama about some of the most traumatic periods in people's lives. It's like it's when a young person has to come to terms with who they are and then hopefully be accepted by those around them. There's more than a touch of Dead Poets Society in this film. Like Andrew Scott plays the inspirational, convention-challenging English master that they all come to know and love. And there's also a bit of Tom Brown School Days in this film as well. But this film does quite sensitively address themes of self-identity, tolerance, and ultimately unconditional acceptance amongst friends and peers. Even the rugby scenes in this film are quite convincing. I did notice that Irish rugby great Brian O'Driscoll's name was in the credits, so that might have had something to do with it. Look, there's some engaging and quirky performances in this film. Handsome Devil scores just beside the posts.
Fantastic. I'll give it a big thumbs up. I absolutely loved it. Three in a row. I don't know how you measured that. Thank you very much, Mr. Michael Jones.
Pleasure this week.